Self-sufficiency outside their economic regimen thrives, exposes the lie that the economy provides, which is why it then gets targeted by the power guys. We don't need the economy to live, just the opposite. Rather, both within and beyond economics, it is the opposite end they have in mind for us, because they think we are too numerous, as they have no jobs to give, no ways for us to serve them. It's time for us to plan our alternative to the system. Think of all the luxuries we used to have but have no more, because our lives are not our own. We have no time, aka our lives, to do them for each other. All our homemade, you fill in the blank, our body-loving massages, our walks, and time unbounded with ourselves. We are true wealth. We know this, but we're made to forget by all that busyness they give to occupy our heads and stop our thinking, close our eyes. Except now they can't provide the jobs in sufficient number to accomplish this, and so resumes our thought process, and so we start to see again. We are true wealth. We do luxurious things with those we love naturally, and in freedom those we love expands continuously. Yet another luxury we give in freedom. The internet, of course, was made precisely for this moment, to tie us closer together, to speed our reunion, and to speed all the interconnections of freedom, ensuring there is no want in its kingdom. These thoughts we're thinking now, these freedom thoughts, are not new thoughts under class. Kropotkin and many others show us this. But what's different now from our earlier attempts to get our freedom is that we see now, we see how we've been misled by this whole notion of a progress derived from the lie of mind deification. They've used up all their cons. This time, we'll get our freedom. But we have to start discussing it. We have to embed our new understanding in the broader population.